directly on the quality of the mental food upon which you diet yourself. Please be very clear about this. If you change your mind, your conditions must change too. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. So now you will see that your mental diet is really the most important thing in your whole life. This may be called the great cosmic law, and its truth is seen to be perfectly obvious when once it is clearly stated in this way. In fact, I do not know of any thoughtful person who denies its essential truth. The practical difficulty in applying it, however, arises from the fact that our thoughts are so close to us that it's difficult, without a little practice, to stand back, as it were, and look at them objectively. Yet that is just what you must learn to do. You must train yourself to choose the subject of your thinking at any given time, and also to choose the emotional tone, or what we call the mood that colors it. Yes, you can choose your moods. Indeed, if you could not, you would have no real control over your life at all. Moods habitually entertain produce the characteristic disposition of the person concerned, and it is his disposition that finally makes or mars a person's happiness. You cannot be healthy, you cannot be happy, you cannot be prosperous if you have a bad disposition. If you are sulky, or surly, or cynical, or depressed, or superior, or frightened half out of your wits,